Turning now to some news from the world of sports. In Major League Baseball, Mookie Betts was given the day off yesterday, and his fill-in Chris Young made the most of his opportunity, hitting two home runs, including the tie-breaking three-run shot in the fifth inning, to go with a double and five RBIs on the day in the Red Sox 6-3 win over the Chicago White Sox at Fenway Park. With the game tied at three in the bottom of the fifth, the Red Sox had two outs and a runner on second, with Andrew Benintendi coming to the plate. But even though Young had already homered once in the game, White Sox manager Rick Renteria elected to intentionally walk Benintendi in order to get to Young. So it must have felt extra satisfying for Young when he launched a home run to left that hit the foul pole for a three-run dinger. The win for Boston put the finishing touches on a four-game sweep of Chicago, and it was the Red Sox' sixth win in a row overall that ties their season-high winning streak. Kudos to Doug Fister, who's been filling in for David Price, who's on the DL, and he turned in his second strong consecutive start. Fister gave up three runs in the second inning, but none of those hits against him were very loud. Instead, some floaters that landed in no man's land and a bunt single accounted for the runs, but Fister did not let it rattle him. He settled down to pitch into the seventh inning with a season-high seven strikeouts, and he left to a standing ovation from the Fenway faithful. Craig Kimbrell pitched the ninth for his 27th save, and the Red Sox, with the win, maintained their three-game lead over the New York Yankees for first place in the AL East. Red Sox get a day of rest today before taking on the Tampa Bay Rays on Tuesday. The Yankees had their ace Luis Severino on the mound and cruised to an 8-1 win over the Cleveland Indians, thanks in part to a badly misplayed fly ball by Cleveland rookie Abraham Almonte in the sixth inning. The game was tied at one apiece when Jacoby Ellsbury sent a shot to right field that Almonte had some trouble tracking in the sun, and he pulled up a bit, anticipating a collision with the wall. In doing so, he failed to reach out for a ball that could have been caught, probably should have been caught, at the track, and it went for a three-run triple. Aaron Judge added a home run in the seventh, his 35th of the year. And like the Red Sox, the Yankees will also have a baseball-free Monday before they head north for a series against the Blue Jays in Toronto. The New York Mets lost to the LA Dodgers yesterday, but who hasn't? The Dodgers are having a season that defies convention, logic, and perhaps history. The Elias Sports Bureau, which tracks all things statistical in America's pastime, reports that the Dodgers are just the fourth team ever to win 43 or more games over a 50-game stretch. You have to go back to the 1912 New York Giants to find the team that did so most recently. Rookie phenom Cody Bellinger hit his 32nd home run of the season. Former Met Justin Turner turned on his old team for another in the Dodgers' 8-0 win yesterday. Turner, by the way, is batting .349 for the year. That leads the National League, a stat Mets fans probably look at the same way that you'd look at potato salad that's been left out in the sun too long. The Dodgers are threatening to break the all-time best regular season record of 116 wins in a season, shared by the 1906 Chicago Cubs and the 2001 Seattle Mariners. And don't forget, all this winning is happening with the Dodgers' best pitcher and one of the best in the game, Clayton Kershaw, on the DL since July 23rd. Roberto Osuna has been very good as the closer for the Toronto Blue Jays this season. In fact, he was named to the All-Star team this year, but Osuna had a rough outing in Houston yesterday as the Astros rallied for four runs against him in the bottom of the ninth, shocking Toronto 7-6. Rookie Juan Centeno had the game-winning walk-off hit for Houston with two outs after Alex Bregman had tripled to tie the game with the bases loaded. In New York Penn League play, behind a strong six-inning effort and a six-run ninth inning, the Vermont Lake Monsters routed the Hudson Valley Renegades 9-1 in upstate New York last night. The only run allowed by Ivan Andueza was a second-inning solo home run, and otherwise he yielded just three hits over six innings to improve to 6-2 on the year with a 3.04 ERA. Lake Monsters had a 3-1 lead heading into the top of the ninth when they broke the game open with a six-run outburst, the biggest blow, a bases-loaded triple to right center by Peyton Squire. Now, the playoff dream has ended for the Upper Valley Nighthawks, eliminated from the NECBL playoffs yesterday in a 2-1 loss to the Valley Blue Sox, who swept the two-game series to vault themselves into the championship game. The Nighthawks did have their opportunities, loading the bases in the seventh and again in the ninth, but Blue Sox closer Tyler Smith struck out the side to work out of the bases-loaded jam in the final frame. Blue Sox will play for the league title against the Ocean State Waves in a best-of-three series beginning today. Still a great season for Upper Valley. They went 29-17 in just their second full season in the league. And Vermont can now claim back-to-back wins against neighboring New Hampshire in the annual Shrine Bowl football game with a 19-0 shutout victory at Spartan Stadium in Castleton yesterday. The Gridiron Contest features the best recently graduated high school players from both states. Dylan Ellis had an 11-yard reception for the game's only touchdown, and the Vermont defense was outstanding yesterday, holding New Hampshire to just 132 total yards on the day, as Vermont can now claim bragging rights for one more year for the Shrine Bowl.